One of the new members of the Missouri Senate is Senator Cindy O'Loughlin. Tell us about yourself.
Well, my husband and I own Leo O'Loughlin Incorporated in Shelbina, Missouri. It's a family business that has operated continuously for 70 years. We have a location in Shelbina, Macon, Marceline, and LaBelle, and we employ about 45 people. We have 4 sons, 6 grandchildren, and this is a new chapter for me in my life.
This is indeed, as we speak today, this is the second day of the session. Pre-filing of bills is underway. What's on your agenda for the upcoming 4 months?
Well, like the governor, I'm interested in workforce issues, trying to decide what are the best investments for our money for training so that we have a workforce that is suitable for businesses we now have and also for any we might want to attract in. I'm interested in infrastructure. Rural areas and urban areas alike have kind of a crumbling infrastructure. I think I could make the argument that ours in the rural area is really crumbling. And so we need to find a solution to that. And I know that he's dedicated himself to finding a solution. And I'm looking forward to working with him to find one also.
And so the 8th Senatorial District takes in a large part of Northeast Missouri.
14 counties from the Iowa line, clear down to Sheraton County, which is Brunswick, and surrounding small towns. And all the way over to the Mississippi River, so Hannibal and along the eastern side of the state. So it is a very large district.
For you, is there any legislation, if not that you filed, or is there some issue that you're hoping to see some progress made, if not full completion, in the coming months?
I think that everything stems from allocation of funding, and one of the things I think we've been a little short on is accountability. So we divide revenue up among different departments, but we don't really determine what we're getting for the money that we're investing. And from a business person's point of view, that is a large oversight. So I think that we as a legislature need to work with our department heads and try to find a way to invest our money that taxpayers are seeing something of value as a return on that money.